Medical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Welcome back. We have Lowell Ponte here, and his paper that he's going to talk about today is How to Enforce Ethics on Unethical Lawmakers. And I'm sure you have some interesting intellectual and legal twists to this little story. Tell us.
Oh, sure. Well, there are all of these psychological tests you're familiar with or techniques. For example, the prisoner's dilemma. When people are asked, if you're locked in a prison and you have no power at all, how do you get someone who wants to hit you in the face to be nice? And the answer is basically tit for tat. Basically, do unto them as they do unto you. If they hit you, you hit them back. If they don't hit you, you don't hit them back, and so on. And gradually, you settle down to an accommodation where you can predict what each one another are going to do. This is what I suggest in my column this week at WorldNet Daily, Republicans do to deal with what Democrats are now doing in the House. Democrats, as you know, tried to remove Trump by all kinds of dirty tricks. They failed. Tried to remove Trump by the Mueller investigation, and they failed. And so now they are settling down to, between now and the election, having Stalinist show trials on not one, not two, but six congressional committees that they control, all of them investigating Donald Trump and his sidekicks in a hope of bringing him down one way or another by doing that. And I'm suggesting, and by the way, these are weaponized committees. Understand, for example, the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Gerald Nadler of New York, a man who's had years, indeed decades, of personal vendettas with Donald Trump, as one New Yorker to another. This nice, impartial person is part of a party that took control of the House by a very dubious 53% majority, a thin majority.
Yeah, thin.
And yet, Nadler has concocted his committee, with Nancy Pelosi's approval, to have 22 Democrats on it to only 12 Republicans. He literally gave Democrats almost a two-thirds majority on this committee.
Wow.
Why? Well, if it were to come down, for example, to televised hearings, and every member of the committee got to ask questions and make statements, that would mean there would be two Democrats making hateful statements against Donald Trump for every one Republican. The committee is stacked that heavily based on a thin majority. Normally, they would try to adhere to the proportion of the majority on committees. But these committees have been heavily stacked to create a rigged appearance. Well, I suggest, as I say, something like the prisoner's dilemma. In other words, Democrats control the House. They can get away with all this kind of vile stuff, or at least try to. I mean, Nancy Pelosi does have a problem. The problem is that 31 of her Democrat members that she depends on to hold a majority were elected in districts carried by Donald Trump in 2016.
Right.
They cannot go to the crazy nutball left, as, say, an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can in a heavily one-sided Democrat district. And so they have to make allowance for moderation. She can't force her members to become as crazy as she might like, because if they do, they'll lose, and if they lose, she loses. But what Republicans could do, the Republicans control the Senate. The Republicans have the power to literally play tit-for-tat with the Democrats.
Right.
And buy that, which is a pretty good price for tat, I must say. But therefore, Republicans are in a position to appoint one or two special committees or assign them, stack them heavily with Republicans, and then say, okay, Democrats, everything you do in the House, we're going to do in the Senate. You want to go after a Trump operative of some kind, demand 20 years of his tax records and so on. Fine. We now do that with Nancy Pelosi. We now do that with Gerald Nadler. We now do that with Adam Schiff and others. And the argument on our side is actually much better than the argument on yours. You were not able to establish any collusion by Donald Trump with the Russians in 2016, but there was clear collusion between Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party funding the Trump dossier, which was put together largely with help of Russian intelligence operatives. So you guys were colluding with the Russians. And when I say you guys, this means every leading Democrat in the Democratic National Committee holding Democrat Party seats. You are accomplices.
Wow.
To a clear act of collusion with the Russians, with an enemy power. Now, we're going to demand that you come before our Senate committee, be put under oath, and answer a whole long variety of questions about the guilt of your collusion and whether you should be allowed to have security clearances and whether you should be allowed to sit in the Congress at all now that you've colluded with an enemy power. In other words, just smear them every way that they smear Trump. Now, they will have the media on their side. Nevertheless, I think this tactic would be able to deliver some kind of power that would act as a deterrent to just how far the Democrats are willing to go.
Right.
Anyway, that was my suggestion.
I think that's an excellent suggestion. And I think, firstly, the tit-for-tat is already narrowing the field. And when I saw the jabbering of Biden after he was commenting about Trump and the appointment by Barr, which has already been working a few weeks with Horowitz, the new guy Durham, that's going to investigate the investigators, and the comment by, you know, Biden saying, "Give me a break." No, listen, acting like a smartass, like in a high school play, is not going to get you any points. This guy is a blitherer. He has to watch the teleprompter. He screws up when he's talking. I think that Biden is going to fade. And I think what you're going to see is the other candidates are so far left, whether it's pro-abortion. In fact, I'm trying to get various experts on. I've managed to contact the media people for Dean Cain, who used to play Superman, who also was involved as a producer of the Gosnell movie, and John Voight and Nick Loeb over with the movie coming out this fall, Roe vs. Wade. What people need to understand here, the Democrats don't even have a plan to how to fix health care. Why do they not defend ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or what they do to fix it? You know, Trump tried to fix it by getting rid of the individual mandate, and you could actually put in little pieces to actually fix parts of it, rather than taking away insurance from 180 million Americans that already have it. The thing is, if they meddle with the system improperly, they're going to actually force a lot of doctors to go bankrupt or close their offices. They don't get this, do they? These people are blithering idiots.
No, they don't. This would be an important week to do it. U.S. births have just shown their lowest level in three decades, despite the improving economy, so says Associated Press. Meanwhile, in Alabama, the legislature has just voted to ban nearly all abortions, including in cases of rape and incest. Law that would subject doctors to up to 99 years in prison for performing an abortion.
Wow.
In Alabama, which is rather dramatic. I mean, it shows how far things have shifted in the abortion issue.
Right. Well, I honestly think that the Roe v. Wade thing is literally over. We don't hear any word about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I changed her name to Gator from Alligator, because she's been an activist judge for decades. And when she expires, because she's decided to not take any more chemotherapy for cancer, she's going to be replaced by probably Coney Barrett, even probably by this fall. And when Coney Barrett gets to the Supreme Court, this third movie, the first one was Gosnell, the second one was Unplanned, that's, you know, got much more play than people thought, and made actually a lot more money because a lot of people wanted to see the movie. And then the third one is going to be the real blockbuster, Roe versus Wade. And if it gets to the Supreme Court, and this situation in Alabama is being repeated in other states that have either heartbeat bills or the one in Texas that significantly restricts abortion is going to be passed soon as well. When this bill is passed in Alabama by itself, this will force the hand of the Supreme Court to make a statement. Roe versus Wade is a sham. If they had had ultrasound back at the 1973 when they passed this, which they did, they're a few years late. I was trained in this area when, in the mid-1970s, because our medical school is working with Harvard on ultrasound research. So I was training under Dr. McMillan when I was a medical student. What people need to understand, this issue is going to go away. The idea that a right to kill babies or dismember them beyond the viability period, and we have now babies that are viable as literally as, you know, as so many grams, like 21 weeks. So killing them right up to the moment of birth or even after is murder. There's no way around it. In fact, I saw the three women on the article I have up this morning from the, New York Times. It shows three women trying to protest the right to abortion, and they look like nuns. They have these blood-red smocks on, outfits on with a cowl on, and it's looked like they look like high priests from hell. It's unbelievable to actually see these women there protesting, we have the right to kill our babies. Yeah, you have the right to be sterile, and you have the right to kill the human race. No, you don't, actually. And the fact is that, you know, there's more people who want to adopt babies. I mean, if they put a price on babies, say $10,000 a baby, whoever would get into that business would make a lot of money, because there's a lot of people who want to adopt and they can't have children, right?
Right. So meanwhile, we have in Georgia right now, though she's protesting the state, actress Alyssa Milano has declared she is going on a sex strike until women's sexual rights are restored. One thing I can say for that, the people of Georgia are going to have fewer venereal diseases and sexually transmitted diseases now that Alyssa Milano and her fellow Hollywood actresses are no longer as active as they were before. That's hopeful.
That's pretty. You're so cleverly sarcastic. That was really good. That's good.
But this has been an interesting issue for a long time. Back in Greece, almost 2,500 years ago, the playwright Aristophanes, who was a satirist, wrote a play called Lysistrata, in which the women of Athens decide they are going to stop war by saying, as long as my husband wants to engage in war and put on armor and go marching around and so on, I will not have sex with him.
Ah.
And so that was an attempt back then, almost 2,500 years ago, to use sex strikes as a way to bring people around to your point of view.
How long did that last?
The sex strike?
I think probably weekend, right?
Well, in the play, it succeeded, of course. Men quickly became compliant. Apparently, there were enough of them who were not only interested in other men to make it work. But in this kind of activity, when we already have an inadequate growth in population just to maintain our population where it is now, this seems like a rather, in the long run, self-defeating activity. Oh, by the way, today is Nakba Day, which I know you have been marking. Nakba Day, or the Day of the Catastrophe, as Palestinians call it, marks the day in 1848 surrounding Israel's independence when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were forced from their homes.
Right.
And they therefore mark this as the 71st year of the catastrophe. Palestinian leaders vowed that they were going to yet overthrow the Israelis and reclaim all of the land of Israel.
Right.
Well, good luck. If you ever actually did that, you would find every Arab religious and political capital within 1,700 miles of Tel Aviv nuked off the earth.
Right.
You should be hoping that that doesn't happen if you're a Palestinian. But they are nevertheless doing it. I wonder what Miss Omar was saying, or Miss Talib, the two Muslim members of Congress now,
right,
were saying in defense of Palestinian terrorism. We noticed the Democratic Party days ago invited and had a Muslim cleric who just happens to be a supporter of terrorist organizations and activities giving the prayer invited by Democrats to do so in the Congress.
Wow.
Is this what Democrat anti-Semitism has now come to?
Most definitely. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life.
Nothing like Legacy Foods Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watt's Soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C+, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. We'll be right back. welcome back. So let's proceed on this article. I think it's really important people understand the points here. You mentioned on the break that the Democrats are at the point where basically they know that the policies they've already pushed make them impossible for them to be elected. I even hear them re-spinning it. For example, Beto O'Rourke's trying to relaunch his campaign. He's going to be on a couple of town halls on CNN and elsewhere. And The View, I think he was over there. We have Bernie Sanders always looks angry, trying to explain why he's down the polls compared to Biden. And Biden is like a jabbering, pre-demented maniac. It's like, what are your policies? You say you're more, you still support the Green New Deal, but you say, how are you going to do it? Or how are you going to make health care? Because you were involved with Obama in pushing the ACA. I call it the UACA, the Unaffordable Care Act. And if these guys meddle and don't do it properly, like I want to have a social system to take care of people that don't have insurance now or don't have health care. And we can set that up to make it much more affordable for everybody, reduce deductibles and co-pays, etc. Because 83% of people that go bankrupt already have insurance. They're from their employer themselves. The system itself is sick. But to take a sick system and meddle with it is likely to cause doctors and hospitals to go bankrupt, get rid of services, and make lines up the yin-yang, and people who have paid into insurance, like me with Medicare, won't be able to get it anymore. It's just ridiculous what they're planning, and I don't see how it's electable. The only way they can actually get into power is if they actually impeach Trump, which is why they're on a maniac rampage. And it's going to blow back, as you mentioned in the first segment, how the Republicans and Trump are actually now with the Uber investigations and the Horowitz, and now this new guy, Durham, appointed to investigate the investigators, and he's got creds on both the Democrat and Republican side. It's game over for these idiots, isn't it? Are you still there? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
So,
I couldn't hear you for a second. It's game over for these characters in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, on two counts that are worth mentioning here. Number one, Durham is not just an ordinary investigator. He has been bipartisan in attacking corruption. But he brought down a $100 million lawsuit on the two investigators, one of whom was the Republican, or not the Republican, the Libertarian vice presidential candidate and former governor of Massachusetts, William Weld, the other of whom was, guess what, Bob Mueller. So we have an investigator picked by Trump who has actually prosecuted Bob Mueller in the past for wrongdoing.
Wow.
In a legal action that wound up costing the state $100 million that it had to pay their victims from their misuse of legal. So in other words, this is a very serious matter and a potentially lethal one, even for Mueller. Second, as to health care, Kamala Harris, for instance, doesn't just want a government health care system. She wants it included in law that it will be illegal to have private insurance. In other words, you will have one choice, and that is the government.
Well, see, even in Britain and most countries in Europe where they have socialized health care, they don't do that. You can have private insurance still in Britain for all these years.
You can even use exotic kinds of medication like the Queen Mother used to. What do they call that strange form of medicine where you take something that's a minuscule fraction of the dose of the causative? Yeah.
Homeopathics.
So she was a practitioner of that and actually still have homeopathic hospitals in London. And that can be covered, I suppose, by insurance. Certainly you can go to it privately. But this is the thing. Why would Kamala Harris take the position, we're going to outlaw all private health care. We're going to force you into a government system, and you will have no choice except the government system. You will actually be punished, and the doctor will be severely punished if he practices private medicine.
Wow. Wow.
Why would they even want that? Why wouldn't they allow a certain flexibility there?
Well, the reason is
they
want to force
that. Do
they
really want government to be all powerful and you have to be on your knees before the government to get medical health care needed to save your life, or what?
Well, number one, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to crack the number of providers. They're actually going to reduce them rather than increasing it. The second thing is they're going to tell the providers what they have to do, or they're going to be violating a rule that can get them put in jail, including data collection. And the third is going to stifle new innovation. And the fourth is if they decide that you're going to be too expensive for the state to take care of you, they just kill you like they do in Canada. I saw it happen in Canada. Mm-hmm. Both of my parents had, my dad had a heart attack and blew a hole from one side of his heart to the other, so they repaired it. And rather than doing things like putting him in hyperbaric oxygen to reduce the damage to the heart muscle, which I would have done, or put him on a cardiac assist pump and keep him on that while he's getting hyperbaric oxygen therapy, they gave him a lethal morphine injection to kill him. Same thing with my mom. She had a pontine stroke. She could have gotten hyperbaric oxygen therapy and had other treatments to help her to try to improve her brain function, which we even had back then, like hyperbaric oxygen, because Halifax, Nova Scotia had that. No, instead, what they did is they gave her a lethal injection of morphine, too. This is what they typically do. And they don't go through a committee, by the way, in Canada. They just do it, okay? And they what they did is, and rather than contacting me, they contacted my brother, who's not a doctor. He said, oh, yeah, well, we don't want Mom and Dad to suffer. So I don't know until the next day when they're already dead. So you have to understand, I worked in ICU. I saw what's happening. Healthcare in Canada is sickening. Yeah, if you have a heart attack, you can actually get an enzyme right away. Yeah, if you need a bypass, you don't have to wait for a really long time. But if you need anything semi-elective, like orthopedic surgery or whatever, forget it. Anything innovative, forget it, man. Forget it.
Yeah, I'm guessing that a morphine overdose kills by just slowing your breathing down to the point that it stops, right?
Exactly.
Central respiratory drive center. Into the brain, and that's it.
Yeah, it just shuts off your central respiratory drive center, so you stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So, socialized medicine is death medicine. It stifles innovation. Stuff that I do, for example, I'm retired from practice and don't have a license in any state or province, but most of the people I take care of are all over the world. They'd try to stifle that if they could. They don't want innovative epigenetic frequency treatment or even advanced supplements. In Europe, what they did with socialized medicine is the, they have this commission, they set it back in the 1960s, and they literally put it in place the last 20 years, they basically said anything other than in minuscule dosages of vitamins is illegal in Europe. So we have tons of European customers that get our supplements shipped to them in Europe because they can't buy them at local health food stores, even local doctors. That's the craziness of socialized, central-controlled, bureaucratic, knucklehead medicine. Evil.
Well, as I've mentioned before, my late father was a drug smuggler. That is, he would go to Mexico to buy anti-cancer drugs that were not available here. And wow. I frankly am glad that Trump has taken the position of, giving you that last chance. If you want to try something and you've been diagnosed as terminal in the next 6 months or so, you can go ahead and take anything you want, basically.
Wow.
And why not? I mean, whose body is it, after all? Yours or the government's? I don't mean to sound libertarian and say...
I agree with you, though. The problem is the government already takes the idea. You know, when you give a birth certificate, you actually hand over your child to the Social Security system, and the mother is basically like a witness handing over your child. The father's not involved at all. By the way, the same thing occurred with Roe versus Wade, and there's a lawsuit in Alabama now where... A boyfriend that's actually suing the Planned Parenthood to kill his child when the mother decided she was going to have an abortion. They didn't have his consent. This is going to blow up in the face of the courts. It's going to blow up in the face of the Democrats. And as far as I'm concerned, the Democratic Party is so irrelevant now, it's going to die. There may be a new Democratic Party in the future that rises up from its ashes. But these people, to me, they're going to not only lose the House, Nancy Pelosi is going to have to find something else to do. All these dumb Democrats, from Beto O'Rourke to Buttigieg to Kamala Harris and so on, have got to find something else to do with their life to try to control us. They might as well realize they're going to go away. What do you think?
Well, I do want to say it's not just the Democrats, alas. The Republicans have maintained in recent days their reputation as the stupid party. Not all of them, but a few days ago, Senator Richard Burr, he chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, I remember I said those committees should be unleashed on Democrats. Well, he just went along with a Democrat-proposed subpoena of Donald Trump Jr. So the Democrats are getting another chance to smear someone with the name Donald Trump in national publicity. Why did Burr do this if he, in fact, is a Republican?
Right.
And if the Republican head of the Senate said, this whole issue is over, we're not going to try Donald Trump yet again for a third or fourth time. Well, Burr, number one, is up for re-election in 2020 in a hotly contested North Carolina. And so he wants to cover his own backside. I don't know why. He's not really helping himself by doing that anyway. But second, I looked into Senator Burr, B-U-R-R. And guess what? He is the 12th cousin of the notorious Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr, who after an electoral vote tie in 1800, colluded with rival Federalists in an attempt to steal the presidency from his running mate, Thomas Jefferson. Finally, Alexander the Hamilton sided with Jefferson, who was a much more honorable person than Burr. And what did Burr do in response to that? Well, years later, he killed Hamilton in an illegal duel. Burr, of course, also was accused of treason, of colluding, but he was found innocent or not guilty. He was accused of colluding with Spain to try to break off a little chunk of the Louisiana Purchase for himself so that he could be king of his own country.
Wow.
A real sweetheart, and those are the same genes that live on in Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina today, a Republican.
Yeah, some of these guys are really bad actors, aren't they?
They really are.
Yeah. So, in other words, it's not just the left. It's maniacs on the right as well. And, by the way, the same thing's going on with people like...
I'm not even sure those people are on the right. I mean, they're globalists.
They're globalists, but they call themselves on the right because it's their way of... I call it the snake party, you know? There's a left side and the right side of the snake party, and it moves against itself or pretends to. But to be honest with you, they're not American patriots. They're not pro-people. They're not pro-peace. For example, Lightning Bolt, I call Bolton, was pushing for war. There's lots of things you can do before you get to war. The idea of putting a carrier group there and putting B-2 bombers and talking about 120,000-plus troops, and this got out in the news, and Trump said, well, no, I'm considering it, but if I do, it'll be a lot more than that. It's like, what are you going to gain? You have to actually analyze what are you going to gain and why are you doing it. Long before you get to that, you need to do three things. Number one, you need to embargo Iranian oil, and you need to have the Israelis, with American help, remove all those missile batteries in Syria and Iraq. Number one. Number two, you need to simply shut down all the bank transfers with Iran and start seizing foreign property or things that are going on. And nations that collaborate with Iran, we need to put sanctions on them. In other words, the nations that want to continue this arrangement with Iran, they need to fall under our duress as well.
Including many of our so-called NATO allies in Europe.
Right, and the third thing that needs to happen is we need to actually hit the parent companies. For example, Russia is the sponsor of Maduro with nukes down there in La Trilla Island. He's also the sponsor of Iran. And Russia also is the sponsor of North Korea. I have for my technology, even while we had this over the last year talking about it, that Russia advanced the Rosatom rockets outside Moscow to even improve the long-range missile ability of Kim. And we need to start squeezing them. I would seize the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs. I would shut down their economy, and I would do everything I can to completely squeeze them to the point where they're going to start screaming like we have a vice on their left and right geopolitical testicles. That's long before you get to war, before you deploy troops or start missiles and all this stuff. And if somebody's stupid enough to do something, for example, there's a report that there's drones that hit the pipeline across Saudi Arabia. That sounds to me like something internal. It doesn't sound like something that would have come from Iran or from some other place. You have, you know, drones going maybe 500 miles. I have a strong suspicion there's something going on inside Saudi Arabia that allowed this pipeline attack to occur. I'm very suspicious. How about you?
Me too. I agree.
Yeah. In other words, there's more questions than answers right now. But long before you get to war, so Lightning Bolt needs to be shut up. Same with Pompeo when he talks about really heavy things he wants to do. They need to do other things long before they talk about war.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far.
And welcome back. By the way, at the top of Drudge right now, life in prison for abortion docs, Pat Robertson. By the way, you know Pat Robertson, who he is?
Yep.
What organization does he stand with?
Well, he stands with his own organization.
Yeah. But he calls it extreme. No, it's not extreme. If you kill somebody, including I call the Weebly, we hyphen B, little ones inside the uterus, and the women that they had on the New York Times article all had these blood red gowns on with a hood. They look like the literally the witches and from hell, literally all looking like, oh, how dour are we that we can't kill babies? I'm thinking, are you kidding me? A generation from now, or half a generation, 10 years from now, women will not even be allowed to have pregnancies. In uterine pregnancy will be against the law. That's where things are going in this, isn't it?
That could very well be. By the way, we had the New York legislature just a few months ago cheering the passage of a law that allowed the killing of a baby that slipped through the abortionist's hands and actually came to be born. The law would allow that baby, too, to be killed because that had been the intent of the abortionist, even though it was an outside-the-womb, living, presumably healthy baby.
See, they want this magic arch called the pubic arch doesn't make you human. Conception makes you human. I call the DOH the date of humanity, the day of conception. Not the date when you have a heartbeat. I think this is a mistake to have a heartbeat bill because they'll say, well, we didn't detect heartbeats, we killed anyway. Or they have a 15 other excuses as to why they can kill the baby anyway. Or the health of the mother. There's no health of the mother excuse, okay? I've seen it personally. It doesn't exist. Now, if you have an extra uterine pregnancy, it's not a pregnancy. At some future date, you can transfer that baby from a tubal pregnancy to an artificial uterus or another woman, and the baby could survive. We don't have that technology now, but it could be developed. The fact is, it's not a uterine pregnancy. A uterine pregnancy has the potential to become a full human being. And the fact is, when women don't realize when they give up their right and start killing babies, they're eventually going to give up the right to have intrauterine pregnancies altogether. They don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. Out of curiosity, from your point of view as a medical doctor, is it safer for a woman to have an abortion, or is it, which can potentially lead to all kinds of physical and psychological dangers, or is it safer for her to carry a baby to term even if she doesn't plan to keep it?
Of course.
If she plans just to give it up.
Number one, there's a thing called Asherman syndrome, where you strip off the lining and you cannot get a proper implantation of a future pregnancy, or you get sterile. And if you've had cancer, taking the abortion, aborting the baby, actually makes the cancer go crazy and kill you really quickly. I saw it in actual cases where if the woman didn't have the abortion, she survived the cancer because the body's immune system is stronger during pregnancy. And if she had the abortion, she died really damn quickly. So when they say there's a medical excuse for doing an abortion, there is none, N-O-N-E. But I can tell you medical legally, it's a pile of crap that they say that there's a medical excuse for it. Or psychological, no. There's tons of families out there that even pay cash for a baby, let alone the idea that there's tons of people who want to adopt. What we're seeing is the annihilation of the human race, and we see all these movies now. The top movies are things like Avengers Endgame and Marvel Comics and so on. We're on the edge of making superhumans. Now, if you're a billionaire or a millionaire, and you want to upgrade your children with genes from a couple of different gene sources, let's say, the idea that you can do that now, intrauterine, or even right after pregnancy, is now possible. So we're seeing the dawn of a concatenated, hierarchical human race that will become superhuman. Superhuman in terms of genetic and mitochondrial enhancement, or even cybernetic enhancement to interface with the supernet. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the blurring of the lines, what it is to be human, when maybe 5% of your genes are actually from different phyla species and genera. This is very dangerous, and people don't understand this is the end of the human race. And God's going to bring judgment on the earth because the final thing that you do, which, by the way, was occurring in the ancient times when, at the time of Noah, they had genetically engineered the human race so the Nephilim had hybridized every living human being on earth except Noah and his three sons and their wives. So God said, I'm going to bring judgment and kill all these guys, all these disturbed hybrid human beings and all of their animals and everything. He did. That's what's coming again. And states like Alabama and other states that pass laws to try to restrict abortion, they're less likely to be destroyed by God. But the other states like New York, Bye-bye, New York. You're history right now. Bye-bye, Virginia, who almost passed this law. When they do pass it, they're history too. People don't know this, do they? They don't understand that God is a creator. He's also the destroyer, isn't he?
Well, in a sense, you have to destroy things before you can create new things. You have to clear the landscape. By the way, we deal with a lot of these issues, Craig Smith and myself, in our latest co-authored book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Craig, you see on about every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. And if you would like a copy as a Dr. Bill listener, you can get an absolutely free postpaid copy of this. It will not cost you a penny. It's about 250 pages. It's nonfiction, but it's a page-turner. Reads like a novel. And to get a copy, you just call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the courts respond to this. I say this because Trump, among his many other challenges, has just begun a crusade, if you want to call it that, to deal with universal injunctions, as they're called. You know, we have an unelected deep state beyond Republican and Democrat here. We have, for example, more than 600 federal district judges in the country, every one of whom now assumes he has the magical power, or she has the magical power, to issue a nationwide injunction, even though they were appointed judge over only a tiny little geographic district in the country. This kind of thing was never allowed during the first 175 years of our republic. But under the Trump presidency, this lawfare, that is, making war by the manipulation of the laws, has become a resistance technique by left-wing judges appointed by Obama and the like. Such injunctions have been used 22 times within the president's first 2 years in office. 22 times judges have just said, I have the authority to override the president and the Congress on my whim just because I don't like something. And that is a scary power to give to people who were never elected, never democratically obtained the position they have. Basically, it turns us into a kind of petty dictatorship.
Amazing. And what I see happening, too, is all of this is going to come to what I call a logical culmination. I believe this is the first step of what I call the rapture. The rapture is not just one event where, you know, the body's taken out of evil, taken out of the earth, because it's, by the way, not good. It's evil removed. But the first thing is to shine the light of truth on evil, and that's what you do every week with your articles and your books, what we try to do in this show. And there's many other truth-tellers that I try to shine the light of truth. And the Democrats and the Republicans that are what we call globalist Republicans, the light of truth is being shone on them, and they are running like cockroaches away from the light. This is the end of the show for a lot of these people. I think Trump will sail in and win the election. Many of these DOJ, CIA, NSA, Department of National Security, and people like Five Eyes, like Steele, are going to go to the big house. They're going to prison. Many of these officials, for example, that are local district judges, are going to have their powers called, aren't they?
Oh, they are, and my God, I mean, if you're going to be concerned about Russian collusion in the country, there was clear Russian collusion with the Democratic National Committee in 2016. If that isn't going to be considered a kind of act of treason, and if Democrats are not going to be recognized as accomplices for their role in this. Remember, the only reason that Democrats now do chair committees in the House of Representatives is they use this two-year propaganda barrage to take down Trump enough approval points that they could eke out a win in the House. Up until then, they had been losing everywhere. They'd been thrown out of power in the White House, in the Senate, in the House. They were becoming a nobody party.
Right.
And between cheating and the likes of George Soros buying elections for them, or Michael Bloomberg, and this propaganda barrage that was enabled by their cooperation, their collusion with the Russians, they would not be in control of any major power center in the country at all, which is why they still rely on the unelected state, the deep state, which is to say lifetime-appointed judges for their left-wing ideology by people like Obama, which says reporters who are left-wing in their orientation and are perfectly willing to lie to the nth degree to advance the agenda of the Democratic Party. In fact, it's become a joke in the right-wing media such as Fox to just play how the Democrats on MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and elsewhere all even use the same rhetoric every day.
Even the same talking points.
They're given the same script every day to read from.
In fact, power. You can actually, the same phrases, you can actually, I saw clips like on Tucker Carlson or Hannity or Laura Ingraham. It's like, this is like a comedy routine. It's so scripted, it's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And what I was working on last night that has left me a bit sleepy today, my apologies, was a piece on modern monetary theory, which is the technique, the approach, the philosophy that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says will be used to pay for her giant schemes on the order of hundreds of trillions of dollars. What is it? Well, serious economists, both right and left, refer to it as the magic money tree, because that's what it is. It's a philosophy that says government can print all the money it ever needs to do anything. All these government programs, the reality is, modern monetary theory just says, go ahead and print the money.
Wow.
Doesn't matter. If it causes inflation, you can back off a little. But odds are it won't cause bad enough inflation to justify that. So that politicians now don't even have to choose between one big government program and another. They can have all of it. They can pay all Americans universal basic income. They can give all Americans Medicare for all. They can pay off all student loan debts and so on, because they're making magic money. And where is this magical tree? It sits in the middle of the Garden of Eden, the earthly paradise that has been promised by socialism. It is the new tree of, well, the knowledge of good and evil.
It sounds like very luciferic. Sounds like Satan's tree, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. That's what my paper was all about. And therefore, you have another tree, you have a serpent twirled around the tree. You have that tree used to finance any of these crazy programs that allow government to grow forever, to keep getting bigger, and of course to suck all the wealth away from the private sector and into the government sector. In other words, it is neo-socialism.
Wow.
Only in this case, the government doesn't own the means of production. It simply owns the means to infinite money.
Wow.
And it can use that money to buy whatever or whomever it wishes.
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, that's a power that goes with government. The government gets the printing press. And the government has a law that says only we are allowed to print money. If Dr. Bill did it, if Lowell Ponte did it, that would be counterfeiting. That would be illegal. But we, the government, can do exactly the same thing. We can print vastly more money.
It dilutes all the value that we have, whether it's in your home or your pension funds or the gold in your safe. It dilutes everything. It's basically a way of thieving from the future.
Not only dilutes it, but when you take another $1 trillion of government-conjured money out of nowhere, it basically gets its value by sucking the value out of your dollars that you've actually earned.
Amazing. There's no proper words for it other than vile. This is a vile idea. Ocasio-Cortez really qualifies, I think, to be put in this.